A Lasting Promise by Mary Wood. Read by Antonia Beamish.
To the memory of two lovely friends and members of my family who I lost during the writing of this book, Anne Geraldine Knowles, known to all who loved her as Geraldine, mother-in-law to my son James, and Margaret Gradwell, mother-in-law to my daughter Rachel. Brought to me by my children, you both enriched my life. Thank you. I miss you both. Chapter 1. Angelica. The past collides with the present. 1963. Pain seared every part of 44-year-old Angelica's body. Thin and frail, she lay still, clinging on to the last thread of life she had left. She couldn't let go and die. She had to stop this cancer taking her until her soul was ready to rest peacefully. "How can that happen when I have sinned? How can I hope to gain forgiveness and salvation?"
"Mama, Mama, it's all right. I'm by your side."
The tearful voice of her daughter, Mia, penetrated the pain and brought comfort, but didn't allay Angelica's fears. If anything, Mia's very existence deepened the gulf she felt between gaining peace and forever living in the agony of hell.
"The doctor will be here soon, Mama."
Angelica opened her eyes. The usual bright light of the sun shining through the window was dimmed by the presence of a red bus standing at the bus stop outside their home in Globe Road, Stepney, East London. The hustle and bustle of life didn't stop because she was about to die. Her hazy mind reminded her of what a journey it had been, going from her beloved France in 1943 to living here in London, where she had lived for the past 20 years. A journey that was the cause of her angst today. As she closed her weary eyes, another voice came to her. A distant voice from long ago.
"Sœur Angelica, nous voulons sortir, s'il vous plaît. Laissez-nous sortir."
Marcia begged her to let her and the other Jewish children come out of the hot, stuffy cellar. But Sister Angelica, as she had been then, could not allow it. The Nazis were at the gate of the convent. If they discovered the children she loved and cared for, it would mean their certain death. Angelica floated back in time to when it all began. She was a young woman of 23 again. Her clothes weren't of the modern day. Instead, she was wearing the timeless flowing gown of a nun. 1942. Sitting on her favourite bench in the convent grounds, under the large oak tree that shaded her from the hot August sun, Sister Angelica found no peace. Her huge hazel eyes were saddened and her mind troubled as she looked at the children playing during their break from lessons. Run as a boarding school, the Maria Madeleine Convent near Limoges in the southwest of France housed over 50 children aged between 6 and 16. Children from all walks of life, mostly from rich families, though some were the children of fighting soldiers and some were orphans. Children whose lives were safe and closeted here in the convent, in a world untouched by war and hunger, though occasionally by loss. A letter from the Archbishop of Toulouse, Jules Géraud Saliège, had been read out in Mass that morning and had troubled Angelica. He'd written it to his own diocese of Toulouse, but a copy had found its way to them and was very relevant to what was happening around Limoges. "In our diocese, disturbing scenes have occurred," the bishop had written. "Children, women, men, fathers and mothers are being treated like lowly herds. Members of a single family are separated from each other and carted away to unknown destinations. The Jews are men. The Jewesses are women. They are part of the human race. They are our brothers, like so many others. A Christian cannot